Identify for retina scan.
FGO Radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine won't be prevented from working at all.
Understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's up, all you motherfuckers? It's FGO Radio, episode 20. March 21st, 2006, coming to you pre-recorded from an MP3 available on the global fucking interweb.
Right.
I am Mr. White.
I am Mouse Factor.
And I am Big City.
Yeah!
And we are Guerrilla Media.
I thought we were like News Team Assemble, F-Bill. F-Bill Team Assemble.
News Channel 8?
We're kind of like News Channel 8. So anyway.
So.
What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
No.
How you doing?
Doing alright, how about you?
There's like a story.
Okay, thanks.
You're okay? Yeah. Like, you're okay now? You're not like mad or anything?
I'm still upset.
Are you really?
Yeah.
But I apologize. Okay. I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay. It's alright, yeah.
Bit of awkwardness. I know you apologize in the F-Bill studio.
It's cool. Just keep going on.
So, yeah, this is episode 20. March 21st. 24, I probably should wipe my mouth when I'm trying to talk. Fucking, you know,
it's
people are paying big money to hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, real big, especially if they're in one of those countries that charges for like bandwidth. You know?
Yeah. What the fuck are you playing over there,
dude? Like Super Mario Bros. 3.
Right.
They changed the music on that. I mean, it's kind of similar, but kind of different. It's like it's been digitally altered, remastered.
Yeah, well, it's the Game Boy Advance version, so it's a little bit different. But yeah, so we got, we got this thing's called a website. It's available at fbillradio.com.
It's in that worldwide fucking thing.
Interweb.
Intercession.
You can find us on iTunes, like whatever the fuck that's worth. And if you picked us up off of iTunes, we have a website. We got forums.
We got
what are you laughing at, bro?
I forgot I had something this week. I completely forgot all about it. I saw the name.
Wow.
Anyway.
Nice.
I want you guys to even listen to it before the show. Just to debate whether we should play it on the air.
Well, I guess it's too late now for that, huh?
You should just play it.
Yeah.
I'll play it later.
Okay.
Like, when we can do all that voicemail and shit like that, I'll do that.
All right. So,
anybody been doing anything for the last 2 weeks since episode 19?
I guess we've all been doing a lot of stuff, huh?
Yeah, we've all been pretty busy. You know, why don't you go first this time, Mr. White?
Me?
Yeah.
That's different.
Let's change it up a little bit.
Alright, I picked up a fucking Xylex, I think it's called. Zyxel.
Is that an alien?
No, it's a...
Xenomorph?
It's a Wi-Fi VoIP phone. So it's like a cordless VoIP phone. Works over Wi-Fi.
Dude, do you even have VoIP, man?
Yeah, dude. Got the Asterisk box over there.
Is it like running?
No,
Config file to via there and stuff.
No, I just like had, I didn't have like make, and damn. I couldn't install that. Believe that, dude. Set up Ubuntu and fucking they don't put make in by default. Like,
yeah, I guess.
How do you have you like know, a fucking
Ubuntu is
of Linux,
Linux for human beings or Ubuntu. Something? So like pussies. All we can do is like
live disks are
put in the just put in the CD and like installs and stuff. You know?
Yeah, and it works and everything. And
yeah, you can like burn CDs.
Kind of feel like a vagina for like having a working Linux version.
You can't like, you know, change your desktop though. You know?
Yeah, still can't figure that out. And like Yum isn't like really working out for me.
Yum.
Yeah. Yum.
Zug zug.
Yum.
Yum.
So, yum.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the whole Linux thing.
Trying to.
Eventually. I mean, every couple of years I try again and just
yeah, it takes fail. You a while to gather your strength. Like, last time I had to bust out the Unix Programming in a Nutshell book to get Mandrake working. That was like a couple years ago.
Programming in a Nutshell. I got Linux in a Nutshell right here.
Yeah.
Picked it up.
Dude, the last time you ran a successful Linux application was in college.
It's like...
It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much, like,
the sad
part was, like, when I had, like, Red Hat 5 on my, like, 486 box as a Quake 3 server was, like, I had
yeah,
got
that
going
that,
easier.
And that server
like, back
owns
in 99.
All the time, you know?
Yeah.
Remember, like, now, there was so. All, like, six of us on that box, and there's, like, no lag.
I mean, I just don't understand why I can't fucking, like, play an MP3. But, whatever. I sound like a fucking noob. I'm a noob. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm trying. And I'm just getting frustrated. just getting frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it fucking sucks. Every time I start trying to use Linux for shit, I just get fucking frustrated. Up the fucking ass. You know, it's
dude,
like...
isn't that why you're an Apple user now?
Yeah.
Stupid fucking noob.
Fucking whatever.
Wow, so you're completely disgusted.
No, that's so what I'm trying to say. I'm just gonna fucking keep trying, man. I'm gonna keep... I mean, Linux is fucking awesome. I want to be able to use it. Stop fucking making me not, like, use it. Linux, stop making me from not use you.
Dude, fucking. You have to address those concerns in, like, the community at large, man.
Yeah.
You have to go
well,
on,
dude, I already had my fucking
you have to go on Slashdot and, like, you know, just say, fucking bastards. You know, but, why can't you...
You should just post the show on their site.
And just on
Slashdot.
Just say, just listen to the show.
Yeah, they would charge us to do that.
And this is like our this is our rant.
Commander
this
Taco.
This is my problem with Linux.
Commander Taco can lick my balls.
Yeah, seriously. Slashdot can lick my balls.
IX web hosting can lick my balls.
Yeah, that... Yeah, why don't you talk about that for a minute?
I don't want to talk about it. I posted up a fucking rant.
Why don't you...
I said, why not?
Why don't you talk about how, like, IT company out there... Gonna implement a backup solution.
Yeah. Okay, route me over to fucking India. Fuck you. Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
Dude, this woman, dude, I called back. Are you gonna restore my data? No. What? I fucking wigged, dude. I'm not even lying. I don't think I've ever wigged on a customer service rep like this. Usually I'm pretty calm, whatever. I was fucking yelling. I told her, I'm like, fuck you if you don't think you're not fucking restoring my shit.
Dude, like, we had shit from out there from like 6 months ago or something like
it,
that.
I mean, but it was like wicked long. I mean, it was pathetic. And then finally, I got some dude, and I'm like, are you, you know, I'm like, where are you?
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm like, where are you? And he's like, I'm fucking at the company. I'm like, all right. I'm like, why is I getting routed to India? He's like, that was our customer support. I'm like, when the fuck is my shit going to be back up? He's like, just relax, dude. He's like, we're working on it. We got it. I'm like, why is it the last three times I called, like, they're telling me that shit's not going
to
be restored?
Dude, he told you to relax? That would have made me even
yeah,
more angry.
No, because I was panic. Like, fucking, you know, I would have been if he's like, if he didn't have an answer. Like, if he's like, dude, relax. We're not restoring your shit. He's like, no, we got it. As of like 2 o'clock yesterday, we're working on it. It's gonna be done,
dude. Where the
I was like, cool. That's all I want to fucking know.
What the hell? What type of backup are they running
the fuck?
Over there, man? Jesus.
You know, whatever.
It's a hell show.
I'm getting all fucking. I'm cranked.
Getting
right
cranked
now.
Up right now.
I'm fucking cranked.
You know, it pissed me off because I was trying to work on some of our stuff, man, and I'm trying to load up an FTP server. You know, it's just. Not working. I was about to call you, and then I realized all our stuff was down. So then I was like, well, he can deal with that, and I went to sleep.
Dude, all I'm saying is I'm just glad we're working on our own servers. Which, if fucking Linux would cooperate, would get put online much faster. But fucking some dependencies aren't fucking doing this, and I can't fucking install that, and I just...
You need more efficiencies.
Can't get a fucking answer, and I'm just...
Seriously.
I'm just getting bent on shit.
Efficiencies.
My fucking truck
dude.
Shit out. I spent like a week fixing my truck.
Dude, you saved like $2.
Just like...
You know?
I'm just... Dude, shut up, man. Let that EB game shit.
You saved like $2, man.
See, wow. Now I'm on the fucking chip. I'm all fucking bent up. I'm fucking retarded right now. But I did get that wireless fucking VoIP phone, and I'm excited about that.
So is it actually working?
Like the Cisco switch? I didn't get it yet. But I got that shit for like $78, dude. It's like a $200 phone.
That's
like
bad.
You can't even get like desktop phones VoIP for that price unless it's like a
VoIP
fucking
yeah, so
piece
who'd you
of
kill
shit.
To get that, man?
I just hopped on, dude, and it was like right... There was like 10 minutes, like... Not even 10
oh,
minutes
you
left
ruined
of auction.
You ruined some telecommunications, guys.
Yeah, dude. Like, I just caught it. It was like midnight on Wednesday or something. Like, weird time. You know, it was ending.
I hear
like,
you.
I just caught it perfect. It was fucking awesome. That kind of, like, regrouped my week a little bit. But, yeah. So, aside from that, just fucking, you know, been hacksawing my truck up.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah, I had to reboot the thing. To rebuild the kernel. My truck. Oh, fuck, man. So.
Wow, you feel better now?
Feel yeah, like
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe you'll never slap Big City in the face again.
Oh, Jesus. That was like, I totally didn't think he'd, like, get offended by that. Because, like, our group of friends, we do that, like, to each other.
Dude,
it's
they
okay.
kick you in the balls. Have you tried that, man?
You know? Like, you, like, I don't do that to you because it's not, I thought, it's not I thought cool, it was man. Cool with him because of, like, the whole thing. I thought
nobody
it was
slaps
cool.
you in the face in our whole group of friends,
dude,
man.
Dude, we do that shit. Like, you know, the other guy and then there's the other dude, what's his name? Like, it's like, I just thought it was, man. If I knew it wasn't gonna be cool, I wouldn't have done it. I wasn't, like, doing it to be a prick. It's like, it was like a love tap deal. It's pretty, like, funny. You know, I'm sorry.
It was pretty funny from over here.
I'm sorry, dude. You're not helping. I'm sorry, man. You know? See, now he's all... This guy's back to being, like, upset about it. Because he was, like, being... He was, like, getting over it. And then he kept bringing it up again.
Yeah. So I really feel like we need to air that out.
I think
you know?
He just played that clip for himself.
Yeah, that was for me.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going, man.
See, he just
Let's
wants
just
to get
past this.
Yeah. I can't let things
and
die.
And now for something fun.
So, let's talk about something fun. Big City.
Yeah.
You and I. Like, your trip to, like, the Magic Card Warhammer store. Huh?
Yeah, why don't you talk about going there?
You bought some Magic cards, didn't you?
Yeah, $2 worth.
Dude, it starts, man. That's how you come. It's like crack, man.
No, sometimes you know, you just want to buy something, right? So you go to the Magic Card store, and you just look through their boxes of commons, and you just pick out ones with cool pictures, because that's what you could do. And then, like, you buy that. You buy maybe, like, a couple dice just because. And you feel better about things.
Dude, dice are awesome. Do you want... Would you feel better if I gave you some of my dice right
no,
now?
No, I would not feel better if you gave me your fucking dice. I would feel better if you stopped being so goddamn generous with your hospitality shit and just kept going on with the show.
All right, and fuck off, stop. Then.
All right, that's better.
Fucker. So, and there's a new giant coming out for Warhammer, huh?
Will you shut up already?
Dude, it looks
don't
awesome.
Don't ask me any more questions.
What?
I don't want
about
to talk
you don't...
It's about anything about me right at the moment. Thank you. I want to keep just... You guys have your dialogue, your little soliloquy, and I'm going to be over here, and I'll play a sound every now and then, and we'll just keep going on forward. And by the end of the show, everything will be fine and, like, normal. There'll be lots of jokes, fun times, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm interested in knowing what commons you bought, man.
I got a Soulnet. It's a new one.
Like, what edition are they on now, you know? Like,
I don't even know,
it's
man.
It's like 25th edition or something.
Dude,
like
there's
that?
Some like Chinese set. It's like
what?
It's like Asian samurai things.
Dude,
that's
this is
I got this
weird.
One with this crazy lady with eyes bugged out.
That reminds me of gay.
Good Pironage. Reference right there.
Oh, email. Remember that when we used to play that?
Yeah, I remember.
Is that what's coming up next?
That, no.
I guess. Well, no, we have to, right. to say what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks or something.
Fucking been playing doing? Metal Gear.
Yeah, I've been playing Metal Gear Subsistence online. I've been owning noobs and that. Left
getting
and right,
owned by
just
noobs.
Not getting owned by noobs, man. The fucking bottom feeders, and you know who you are. You wait for firefights to happen, and you go and you pick up the scraps, get the cheap
dude,
kills.
Why don't you try killing somebody with your hands, you
dude?
Bitch.
I've tried that, man.
Not you. I'm saying the fucking noobs.
Oh,
like it's Metal Gear. This isn't like fucking. You
dude,
know,
hand-to-hand
Halo.
Combat is just mint.
It's like much better, you know. So why don't you try hand-to-hand combat, like and sneaking dude, up like a stealth camo. And fucking, like, snapping somebody's neck. Like, why don't you do it like a man?
Yeah, you but know, no. There have been plenty of times where I've just been hiding, like, in the hallway and stuff, and people are running by, and there's all these cardboard boxes everywhere. So you can just hide as a cardboard box.
It's awesome.
And it works.
That's
I'm,
awesome.
Like, in the game, you know? So there's been like, plenty of time where I'm just watching noobs running past me, you know, and doing, like, combat rules, like, trying to avoid sniper fire. And they're just not thinking that there's a dude that's right there behind him about to, you know, stab him in the back.
Yeah, like with a knife.
Yeah, that's...
But not like running with a knife in front of you, bobbing up and down, like... Whoo, whoo, whoo.
Yeah, like see, and you can just like, toss people on the ground and start kicking them in the face and stuff, because that's just it's just the way it is.
Like,
You know, it's just, that's all I've been doing since, you know, well, all last week. And week after that, I was trying to work over my anger issues I had from episode 19.
Yeah.
I got over that.
It's like a lot of anger between us.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, like, I think that...
So when are you and I going to fight? Like, because we're up next.
We did that for the last episode, remember? And you were like...
Oh, yeah.
Remember, like, broke the table and everything almost. And
yeah. And we just pretended like we lost the episode.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Some of that, like, memory music came on in my head. Right there, like, sound
effects. It did it for me.
Like, the dream, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I know that you did not just call me a cracker.
Yeah, I did.
You son of a bitch.
Cracker.
The dude named Mr. White has called me a cracker. Right.
Anyway, so last time, episode 19, we had the huge announcement that we're going to be on Hacker Media. I like to extend that announcement that saying the new Hacker Media site is not up yet. So they just relaunched the Twat site. So I guess that's next down the line.
Are they ever going to post that new site?
Oh, they are, dude. I've seen it. I've got the URL to, like, the shiznit.
Yeah, but
it's been changing. They've been working on it, but they've been working on the Twat shit, so.
Dude, like, and then some other things, too. We've been mentioned other places.
Yeah, we're getting, like, mentioned all over the place a lot. Yeah. Largely because, like, Metatron.
Yeah, Metatron.
We're on, like, somebody dug us on dig.com. Fuck Kevin Rose. And
Weird Science, that was the name of the guy.
Yeah, and then, well, he thanks Weird funny. Science for, like, digging us, but fuck Kevin Rose. And where else are we, like, I don't know, we're, like, in forums,
there was other
Hack 5, and all these
you were
like
emailing
everywhere.
Me this stuff, and I was like, dude.
Google.cn.
Google.cn.
Right, at top of all search results.
Dude, still fucking all you Chinese bastards just fucking.
Dude. Chinese sons of bitches.
It's unbelievable, like, how many fucking URLs are coming up in our fucking stats for, like, China. Just Chinese shit all over the place. Like, email us. God.
It's not like you're going to be able to read the emails, man.
I don't give a shit. Somebody sent me some fucking email in Chinese, goddammit. Fuckers.
Wow. So much hostility emanating from you today. Is it because...
Wow, we got more hits in this month of March than any other month.
Yeah, and you know why we're getting all those hits? It's because, like...
Should we keep chesting it?
No, we've been donating our bandwidth.
Yeah, to the broken floppy guys.
Like, more people download their stuff than
which
our
stuff.
Which
I was supposed to put up links to all their apps, but I'm not going to because of the server problems until the changeover. And
yeah,
so
you got ETA for that changeover, man.
If you listen to this, you broken floppy guys, that's what's going on. And if you're not listening to this, then why are we mirroring your shit?
Yeah, you got ETA for that? Is it like 6 months from now or a year
fucking,
or something?
Yeah.
Or like, you know,
pretty
is there
much.
Like a coffee stain on the Cisco set over here?
Yeah. I mean, you know. So, yeah, so that's the Hacker Media deal, so keep checking out. Thanks to Lord Drakenbloop, I think that's how you pronounce his name, from the Infonomicon forums, for sending me a file. Came in handy and, you know, give
what
me
file?
Like a... It's none of your business, all right?
Porn?
Just plead the fizz if.
All right.
I think you forwarded me that email.
Plead the fizz if.
It's possible.
Like to give a big fucking shout out and a big thank you to Jason Scott.
Broken floppy. There's those bastards.
For
posting this up on audio.
Textfiles.com, yeah. Audio.textfiles.com.
Yeah, that was cool. Audio.textfiles.com.
Thanks a lot for archiving us, dude.
Yeah,
and,
for real.
Putting us into history.
Good shit.
Jason Scott's the man. I didn't post a text file of the week.
Because you did something else, like, it, you know, something else more important.
Yeah, I'm going to post up, when this show goes up, instead of a text file of the week, a audio file of the week, which is going to be an episode of Off the Hook with a dude named Joy Bubbles on it, who is probably the craziest phone freak that's ever fucking existed. So for you phone freaks listening to us, You gotta listen to this shit if you've never heard it before, and if you have, listen to it again, because this dude is fucking doing all kinds of crazy shit, whistling fucking crazy tones. So put that up. Forums have been quiet lately. Where the fuck is everybody? What the fuck happened to Ask Malice Factor?
It's just, dude, like, it just went away, man. You know, like,
it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I just, there was somebody like on the forums at the time. I just deleted it. I was gonna delete the other forums too. But
dude, you delete the other forums, like, I seriously, we would have been fighting.
I would have slapped you in the face if you tried that.
I would have fucking cut you in the kidney, dude.
This person slapped you in the face, I'm gonna kick their jaw in.
Sweet.
I'm sorry, dude.
Seriously. No, not even you. It's like the next faggot that comes up to me and talks to me, I'm gonna kill that person.
Yeah, the next
my last
one.
Faggot
heard that?
Really pisses me off. The next person that slaps me in the face is just gonna die.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, it's okay. I said we're cool. We're past.
No, you know
we're
what?
Saying.
To answer your question about Ass Malice Factor, which I guess it's kind of ironic that I'm answering your question about Ass Malice Factor, right?
Yeah.
Since it's gone?
Yeah, it's just gone. I got rid of it because I wasn't able to devote as much time as I wanted to the feature, you know? And then I kind of realized that maybe I shouldn't even put myself out there on a limb, you know, open myself to, like, all this, you know, exposure and stuff. So I got rid of it just one day. It was a very impulsive thing. Like, I knew it was coming, but I just didn't know when, you know. And it was contingent on me remembering what the administrative password was. And then I found where I'd written it down, you know. So then I was like, let me go take care of this. But then there was nobody there. So I wanted there to be some witnesses. And then there was a witness, so I got rid of the
most form. Fucking random song ever to play right now.
Yeah, I know. Furthermore, I opened it with iTunes.
There's a new feature on the FBO Radio website, and I want to know why we're not talking about it.
What is it?
You know.
What are we talking
DR,
about?
DR, man.
Oh, Disinformation Radio.
Yeah. Mr. Right. White's solo career has begun.
My solo career.
Yeah, what's the deal with that, man?
Dude, it's just something I wanted to do. Like, it's going to get done whenever, and it's going to be talking about stuff that isn't really, like, F-Bill.
Dude, we're, like, Tool, and he's doing, like, a perfect circle right now or something.
Yeah, which I hope you get that, because Tool is definitely way better than a perfect circle.
Yeah, so. I thought they were supposed to come out with a new album, like, 6 years ago. When Dude, Dre was coming out with a new album or something.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to get a Tool CD for a while now.
So, did you listen to it, Big City?
What?
Disinformation Radio?
No.
Right.
I haven't done anything on my computer in 2 weeks.
I did listen to different this information.
Dude, I don't want to listen to your solo career.
It's okay. I'm just asking if you did. It's okay.
You're
you
leaving don't. Us. Eventually, you're going to go off on your own. Cancel up.
No, definitely
radio.
Not. Dude.
Yeah, we're going to be on
dude,
VH1,
so
and you're going to be on MTV.
Yeah, right, exactly. We're going to be on, like, the 2000s, you know, back
dude,
in the 2000s.
That show was a half hour.
Sitting there, like, chatting about, like, yeah, Mr. White was pretty cool. When we hang out, he was, like, cool, but then, like, he got all crazy and shit.
Dude, that half hour was so long. It was so hard sitting there by myself.
Yeah.
No background music, no nothing, just talking.
Sense the discomfort, like, in your voice, man.
It's fucking hard, man. It's hard to do that.
Yeah, maybe next time I'll just show up and, like, play my DS.
Dude, yeah, we'll just, like, what if people show up while you're doing that?
Yeah. I'll start using.
Well, it's, like, a kind of a serious thing. I mean, I talked about how, like, people were, like, used for experimentations and cut open alive.
Although, you know, I do have to say one thing, man. When you make the comment that, you know, some of that blood was sent over infected with AIDS, man, yeah. You realize that was, like, a huge problem in the 80s in general.
Yeah, I know, but when you're talking about the people that did that come from
yeah,
that
well,
company,
I mean,
like...
You know, but maybe you shouldn't have said that because maybe it'll come over here and, like, try to relive, you know,
yeah.
The old days.
Well,
you know?
Everyone out there, I mean, you can... It's fbillradio.com/dr. Listen to it. It's whatever. Look at the website. Listen to the thing. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. Give me some fucking feedback, please.
All right. Speaking of that, maybe we should talk about the feedback that
yeah.
we get for FBO Radio.
So, email. Hang on.
That's my goddamn window. I got too many windows open, dude. That's the problem.
You
see, that's why
crazy
need...
shit going on over there.
Yeah,
You gotta watch the newest episode of Pure Pwnage.
Pure Pwnage, man.
Fucking, yeah.
Don't say pure, like a noob.
Pure Pwnage, Pure Pwnage, whatever. I don't really care. I'm a noob.
What if you say Pwnage?
I'm a fucking noob.
Jeremy,
like say, I'm noob.
Jeremy will tell you what will happen if you say
dude, Pwnage, somebody should send that dude an email from us. Tell him we give him a shout out on the show.
Dude, we would appreciate him even mentioning F and Bill in the same sentence, man. You realize, like...
Fuck that bastard.
He doesn't care. Dude, he's selling his hair on eBay right now.
Something like fucking, $3,000.
Hold on, I'm bringing it up. I put it in the show notes as this is the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, you said stupoid.
Stupoid. Some of Jeremy's hair, Tay Poner from Pure Pwnage, on eBay, currently at $3,300. 5 days left. Dude, Big City, let's put some of your hair on eBay.
Yeah, but then I'll have to reveal my face on the air.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
Why not?
Your face has already been revealed on the website.
You're right. I'm Carrot Top. So hey, can like you guys ever noticed?
There's like, yeah.
Like, what's the deal with the fucking IHOPs?
Dude, this is 182,000 views.
Yeah, but nobody's going to actually buy his hair.
Are you serious? Dude, are you sure about that, man?
There's 86 bids. 86 bids, man.
Yeah, I saw, but nobody... Dude, nobody's going to pay $3,800 for his hair.
They better, or else they're going to get negative feedback.
What's worse, one negative feedback or $3,800 on the window?
Reputation is ruined.
Oh, there's big things that say this is fucking for real, and if you bid, you better fucking pay, and this is a serious auction. And Jeremy will ball rub his bandana for no request.
Listen.
For no fee if you want.
Anyway. I'm going to go make a fake account on eBay after this called Big City. I'll go sign up and I'll try to win this auction.
Can you rub some F-Bill t-shirts with your balls?
And I'll say FBillRadio.com is my fucking
dude, eBay why name. Don't we... Dude, why don't we set the thing as F-Bill Radio? So everyone will see F-Bill Radio on there.
Yeah, and then everyone's going to think that
.com. Put
news.
That in as the username. FBillRadio.com.
Yeah, we'll do that.
This is a bad idea, man.
We'll try to win it. Dude, we're going to have a zero account.
Let the record show that.
It says you can't bid if you got zero.
Yeah, what do you do? We could win an auction overnight.
It says... You're going to win one just to...
Dude, we'll just set it up.
Buy a Barbie for like
$2. Right, here's what we'll do. Yeah, you set up a fake account. I'll set up a fake account. I'll buy something from you. You give me immediate positive feedback. We'll get a feedback of one. We'll go sign up on his fucking thing. We'll fucking put like $1 million as our high bid. We'll be getting fucking great advertising for 5 days.
Mint.
I'm telling him to do this.
You know, it's crazy enough that it just might work.
What are they going to do?
Dude,
they might come down from Canada, you know?
Fuck.
If we do
this... He slaps me in the face, too.
To the Pure Pwnage guys, I'm sorry.
No, not you, him. I'm hoping he slaps me in the face if he comes from Canada.
I'm just saying.
Fucking thing comes.
I'm saying if we do this, Pure Pwnage guys, we're big fans, and I'm sorry. But we just may do it anyway.
Dude, it'd be such a sweet idea.
I already said. Okay, man. You go ahead. I'm not going to have any part in this.
Actually, I need your credit card number.
Do you really need a credit? You don't need a credit card.
I think you might need a credit card.
Do you
card
even have credit cards? I thought you were trying to withdraw from society. You weren't trying to be societized.
You don't.
By anyone.
No, but I have them.
You don't. Yeah,
I
but you don't.
Survive.
You don't need a credit card to sign up for eBay.
I think that might be just eBay Motors.
Fuck eBay Motors.
Well, I sold a car on eBay Motors, man.
Oh, you sold your car, dude?
Not my car, a car.
What, did you just get a car from someone? I mean,
don't ask questions.
Stealing?
Shut up. Blah, 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 blah. Just keep moving.
All right, so we got a couple emails this week.
Yeah, so we got a couple emails. First one says, there's a link, pentagonstrike.co.uk/flash.htm. I'll put a link up in the show notes to this. Can you believe everything you see on the internet? Please maintain my name and
Pentagon Strike is
no
like
shout
a mod
outs.
For Counter-Strike.
No shout-outs to the anonymous guy, John Doe.
It's this Flash movie that shows stuff about how no plane actually hit the Pentagon on 9/11 or whatever. Yeah, so I'll put a link up to it. Shout-outs to the dude that didn't want shout-outs. Thanks for emailing us.
Thanks for going against his express wishes.
From the people that we asked to send us our email, their email to get a T-shirt because they participated in this thing. We got one that says, "This is my mailing address. Sorry it's so late. School has been kicking my ass lately. Thanks again. Sorry, this is really cool. You guys are doing this somewhere in the Midwest, but you sent me like your real name and shit, but not your handle, so I can't really match the two up. So send me your name and your handle again. And for those of you that haven't emailed us your shit, email us. And thanks to Metron for providing his social security number."
Hey, what's his full name and address? Why don't you just shout that out?
Yeah, why don't you use that to sign up for the fake eBay account you guys are talking about?
Nice idea!
Oh, no, we're definitely not going to do that, bro.
That's just messed up. I still think it's like fake eBay things.
And then we got an email from Albino Man where he talks about his 11-year-old sister, how crack cocaine is in Red Bull, how beer and crack cocaine make you feel the same.
Did you take that antenna off, like, the access point over there?
I don't know where this came from.
And that's from some other noob's wireless card. And
I know what you're talking about.
If, you need to stop MSN Messenger from auto running, you just uncheck the box that says start when Windows starts. And we don't know when Vista's coming out because I don't really want to use Vista ever.
Yeah.
But Linux keeps fighting me.
El Diablo.
Talk to you later, Albino Man. So that's the email for this week.
I thought you said we had like 5 emails.
I thought you said 5 too.
We got a voicemail. Oh, we got an email from Metatron that provided us with fanfare music.
All right.
For you to use when you need it, Big City. I don't know. And then we got an email that had a voicemail attached because apparently he was too cheap to call the phone number, which is cool, so he fucking recorded it.
Dude, yeah, this is just as good.
Yeah, it's actually better than leaving a message on Skype because it fucking sucks. But I think he got that new microphone and use it to record a voicemail message. I think it's in the voicemail. He says it's too cheap to call the number, so.
So is that in this voicemail file you called for?
Yeah, just voicemail. All
right, I'm going to play that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Metatron. Just going to leave a voicemail this way because I'm too much of a cheap bastard to actually call through to the line.
Cheapy bastard.
congratulations on getting hosted by Hacker Media.
Thanks, buddy.
And I've got a question for the Ask Malice Factor section. Who do you think would win in a fight between the SAS and Delta Force?
Oh, man. I have to, like, resurrect Ask Malice Factor for that.
That's, like, the question you were waiting for.
Yeah, seriously, like,
maybe it wouldn't have been deleted if someone had asked that before.
Well, too late, man. It's gone.
That's great. He's got an axe.
So you're not going to answer it?
No.
I have here the SAS handbook to hand-to-hand combat.
Probably like the SAS would probably win. If Ask Malice Factor was still live, like SAS would get my vote, you know? Because if you ever seen The Rock when like Sean Connery is like 60-year-old.
Yeah, but
SAS guy.
We all know the British.
He's like totally owning like the Marines under General Hummel's command.
Yeah, but
like left and right, dude. You know.
But okay, that's like a Sean Connery movie, so that's not really real. And the
excuse me. This is Ask Malice. This isn't Ask Mr. Cracker. Okay, this is Ask Malice Factor. Shut the fuck up. Don't. No, seriously.
Dude, we all know that.
Shut up.
Dude, we all know that. Get a good point to me.
I'm going to slap you in the face.
Slap me in the face.
Slap me in the face. Fucking
get
red this time.
Dude, I'm not going to slap you in the face, man. I'm sorry I slapped you in the face.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Turn around.
And, dude, like, you know, in Snake Eater, you know, like, Major Tom was you know, part of SAS, and he just completely owned.
Dude,
you know,
the British are incapable of, like, performing guerrilla warfare, so how could they possibly win? The SAS would just, like, march down the street in a line. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, the British had the Empire. That was pretty fucking sweet. They had a whole empire. Not just, like, one country. 50 states. Empire. They ruled India with a skeleton crew.
Dude, skeleton crew?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Skeleton crew.
Sun never sets on the British Empire.
So, yeah.
Right.
Long live the Queen.
Union Jack.
Yeah. God save the Queen. God save the Queen.
So that was, like, the voicemail?
That was voicemail. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, SAS would definitely pwn.
Like, four voicemails.
No, dude. You just make stuff up.
God damn it. Shut up.
Christ.
SAS would definitely own Delta Force, man. They definitely would, based on what I've seen, based on the trailer. Because the Delta Force movies were completely shitty.
Yeah, like, Delta Force movies suck. Yeah, Chuck Norris, dude, he's a bitch. Chuck Norris is my bitch.
Chuck Norris, Karate Commando.
So there's the answer to the last Aspen's match there.
And in response to Metatron's new animated GIF in the forums, we recorded this, so why don't you play it?
I thought you were supposed to play this, like, during that thing was going on, man. Oh.
You guys are fucking always on. Fuck, motherfuck, motherfuck, fuck, motherfuck, motherfuck, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Rolling fatties, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Who smoke the blunts? Rolling blunts and smoking weed.
Let me get a nickel bag.
$15, little man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh. My jungle love, yeah, oh-wee-oh-wee-oh. I think I wanna know ya, yeah, what?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it.
Oh, shit.
So is that for the, Reader, listener, interaction.
So that's everything. Everything. I got something.
Oh, you
got
something?
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, cool.
This was given to me by two people that I know. Well, I'm going to call Masa and Mune.
And, is that like the real handles or something?
I gave it to them because they didn't think of handles. But they gave this to me, this little something they were recording on their own time. But it's kind of funny, kind of retarded.
All day, it's just like, yeah, man, I'm dragging a bird last night. I'm like...
What's happening?
Why is it flashing? Dude, it's gonna blow up. Seriously, throw it out the window. That's a bomb, dude. You're only a fucking new age bombing.
No, dude. We've only got 38 seconds left of record time. I think it's full, dude.
Dude, that was not 27 hours of recording.
Dude, I was reading the fucking book. We have 30 seconds, dude. Okay. I was reading the fucking book, and it says if you record on the highest quality, that it fucking only records for, like, a lot less than that. God damn it. 15 seconds, dude. I was gonna... I can erase one, dude. 8 seconds, dude.
What do you want? What?
Either that or it really is going to blow up because the light's getting faster.
Mother, did you think I'd break the wall? I love you.
It's off. It's offline.
That's funny. Dude, yeah. This guy's got that recorder. It's awesome.
They gave me like 50 hours of shit.
We got to get one of those, man. Take that down to...
Get what?
It's a little fucking Olympus recorder. Instead of like a micro cassette, it records it on a memory stick. It's got a USB deal, so you could suck the shit right off of it. It's pretty sweet.
They got like... They just go around recording people secretly.
Weren't we supposed to go like war driving again?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. But the big city was going to drive the van while we were recording in the back.
The shag wagon.
Dude, I wear a turban. There's no way I'm driving a van. It's not going to go over well. There's a van parked outside of the house, honey, and there's a guy with a turban on the front seat. I wonder what that guy's up to. It must be a whole repair.
Dude, play the sound clip.
Oh, that sound clip?
Yeah, that sound
clip. Freeze, you terrorist sons of bitches!
And then Big City's dead.
Right, yeah, I'm not going.
Some guy runs out into his front yard in bathrobe and just yells,
"Freeze, you terrorist sons of bitches!"
Try that again. So this guy sees you in a van with a turban on, runs out to the
down
front
the
yard
river.
With his fucking bathrobe on and a shotgun and just yells,
"Hey, stop stealing monkeys."
Fuck you.
Fair enough.
Dude, he totally owned you.
So this guy sees you parked in the front yard, a turban on in a van, and fucking says, "Fuck this," grabs his shotgun and runs out there, the bathrobe on, all opened up, hanging out, and yells,
"Bitches!"
And Big City's dead.
Well, the delivery was pretty poor on your part, but
are you just like critiquing it now?
You did it enough times, man.
Yeah, I think we passed the point, but
right.
That so, monkey clip's funny.
Did you have some news you wanted to talk about? You got like 15 minutes left.
Jesus.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, I was trying to rush things along
you
here.
Goddamn little.
I can never find them fast enough.
Yeah, fucky.
I gotta turn these down.
That's not a real word. Fucky? What the hell is that? Stop making up words like that.
Oh, okay, man. Fucky.
So, let's see. The Patriot Act got renewed.
Big surprise.
Fucking say goodbye to freedoms to Americans.
Right.
The FCC... handed down the biggest fine it ever has handed down.
Really? When did that happen?
last week for $3.6 million against CBS
for
a show called Without a Trace.
Nice.
Have you ever seen that show?
I have seen that show.
Never saw it.
It is a show about FBI agents that every episode someone is missing and they find it. And apparently relates
find
to something that, has to do with the teen orgy in the episode. Now, the show airs at 10 o'clock at night. It takes a serious approach to fictional accounts of people missing. It doesn't depict anything in any kind of way. So, you know, it's not a sexual type show or anything like that. If
teen orgy is not sexual?
Yeah.
Well, what happened
is sexual.
My guess, having watched the show plenty of times but having missed this episode... is that some teen girl went missing and was discovered she was participating in orgies, maybe doing a lot of drugs and whatever else happened in her life at that point. And you know what I'm saying? So it's not something that is like depicted as like entertaining sexually, but as in context of trying to find someone who's missing, possibly dead, held for ransom, all this kind of stuff. $3.6 million. Now the fucked up thing is, not only did they get sued $3.6 million for that shit, which is completely and utterly outrageous, but the fact that it was CBS and 11 affiliate networks. So local TV stations air CBS content. So those 11 stations were also fined. The reason those 11 stations were fined was because...
they're bad like the devil?
No, because they were the 11 stations that the markets where people complained from, which means 11 people complained, so the FCC leveraged a $3.6 million fine.
You are on the way for this version.
So was there really, like, just 11 people that complained, or are you just saying that because FCC is like your whipping boy, man?
11 markets?
11 markets?
Is where they receive complaints. So even if they receive 10 complaints in each of those markets, that's 110. You know what I'm saying? It whatever way you do it, it's fucking not enough.
I think he's your whipping boy, man. I think
fuck the FCC. Fuck George
Bush.
There
it goes.
Fuck Lars, dude, because he's got that whipping boy's now gone song.
Yeah, keep it. Get out of your system. Go ahead.
George Bush is still trying to fucking get the .xxx domain name shits going again.
Dude, that's kind of neat. I'd like to have a...
No, it's
like
not neat because that's the U.S. trying to leverage the world into doing something.
Yeah, but I wish we
where
had
it won't give up control
of
the fucking internet.
Dude, what's wrong with that, man?
I definitely saw my own triple X.
Like, we invented technology, man. Like, why we got to share with everybody, you know?
You can have a triple X site. That domain name exists.
Hey, over here. What? Over here. Like, we invented DARPANET and interweb and stuff. Like, why we have to share it with Scandinavia and stuff like that?
This way it's free.
Why? It's not the American way for it to be free.
Fuck
this
you,
is the land of the free.
What's the matter? Yeah, see?
The home of the craven.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
It's a trick. Get an axe.
No, man. You gotta, like, free with international standards and stuff. Come on. You know?
So there was a forum post this week that said on BillWest.com there would be new Futurama episodes.
Yeah, 26 of them.
Then the next day, there's a forum post that said there will not be new Futurama episodes. And I just like to say, that all sucked. Because you got me all excited and happy in my pants, and then it just died.
I was ready to, like, rub my balls on the F-Bill shirt when that happened, you know?
And then, but I guess they might be making 4 movies.
Yeah, that's always been in the works. I'm talking about making more movies. But you, like, completely didn't answer my questions from the previous poll.
I didn't,
you know?
I didn't hear
you.
Know?
Yeah, you did. You just,
no,
you just weren't listening to me, man.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm just, this moment's passed now. I'm going to repeat myself.
Big City, can you...
Yeah?
What? Can you rewind the tape so I can hear what he said to answer his question?
No, don't make him do that, man. We'll lose the show.
We're going to lose the show.
Yeah.
I hate to lose a show at 51 minutes into a show.
And Mouse Factor, you got no news stories, and Big City's taking a sabbatical.
Yep.
And I guess that's pretty much it. We still didn't get to the China bit. But,
we never will.
Fucking that's never going to happen. Google.cn. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much dead. I should just take that off the thing here.
It sucks, though, because you probably know a lot about it.
Yeah. No, I got, like, this dude in Chinese to tell me how to say, like, democracy in Chinese so we can search for it.
Why don't you just say it?
I don't even remember now. Like, I don't even know where that post-it note went that he wrote that on.
Why don't you go ask him again?
Here's a...
Because I don't want to talk to him.
Dude, Seth Monrovia was asking for German on these forms. Here's a little German form, so he could just play this part over and over again.
Ich liebe es, wenn ein Plan funktioniert.
You know what that is?
No.
This clip.
I love it when a plan comes together.
But it's in German.
How did you get that in German?
There, I found a website with A-Team sounds in German. Im Leben am Dauschnausen planen Bergen haben. Ha 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 ha.
Oh shit!
There's a picture of Hannibal with the little swastika, like the mustache, Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. And I loved it when a plan came together.
Really.
Dun, 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 dun.
So you think this episode sucks?
Yes.
Sucks.
There's, like, so much awkwardness throughout the whole episode.
Well, Jesus, I mean, you know, you, like, slap Big C in the face.
What do you start off a show by slapping me for, you fucker?
Oh, Jesus.
Then you start sharing your, you know, leftist communist rhetoric.
You're more abusive than Hitler and his fucking wife.
I am, in fact, neo-Nazi.
Holy fuck.
God,
when is that gonna die?
Never.
How's my DS working out for you over there? Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a shitty couple weeks.
So are we done here, or?
I had a database server drop on me today.
Nice.
Like on your toe?
No. Totally went down. A bunch of military personnel were kind of pissed off. So.
They heard what you said about USA. Show.
Yeah.
Dude, I had my job at this job I did at work. Replaced some. Just had some. No, don't worry about it. For a fucking week it was sitting on my boss's desk. Nothing happening. Today, like, dude flips out. Like, we gotta get this done today, now.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, asshole.
What the fuck you been doing last goddamn week? Yeah. Fuckface.
Fuckface.
On my ass all damn day.
I have that problem at work, too. Lazy bastards.
Wow.
I'm working on an Oracle conversion from 8 to 10. 10G. From 8i to 10G. Big shouts to Larry Ellison again for ripping off your stockholders.
Dude, Metatron.
Shouts.
Thanks for sending that. Your voice is not
getting
incriminated.
Yeah, shouts to Metatron. Shouts to Jason Scott. You're the fucking man.
Shouts to Sony for being a bunch of noobs and delaying PS3 for simultaneous worldwide launch.
Shouts to Infonomicon and Hacker Media Cruise. Shouts to everyone that's been cool with me on Pound Infonomicon.
Everyone that's been cool with
me. On Freenode. Dude, they're real friendly in those IRC, man. You know, I'm like enjoying being on IRC. I used to hate it because everyone was a fucking prick I ever talked to, but...
That's because you weren't a communist when everyone you were going is out there, fucking. Now that you are...
Everyone that hangs out and Pound Infonomicon is fucking cool.
Dude, maybe they listened and they thought you were a nice guy.
Yeah, that also could be.
I mean, I don't really know if any of them listen to the show.
But if they've seen, like,
I think so.
Your picture in the forum, man, they would think differently about you.
Yeah, probably.
You've gone from extreme right to extreme left to extreme right yet again.
What's, about extreme center?
No, you're definitely not extreme center, man.
This song reminds me of Gay.
Yeah, that's why I put it on, because you were talking about everybody being nice. So I was like, this is pretty, like, homoerotic.
Alright, we're gonna play the, outgoing song now?
Right now?
Oh, wait, no, I'm supposed to say some stuff, aren't I?
Yeah.
So this has been a lame-o episode 20 Left Field Radio.
Why don't you, like, stop knocking the show on the air and stuff, just, like, you know.
Well, we can't always say how great we are all the time, so we have to say that we suck on one episode, so the next five we could say
that
we're
great.
Dude, we
said that for, like, the first 12 episodes.
Because they did suck, and then we've been great. So now we have to say we suck for one, now we're good till 30. So up until episode 30, we could just talk about how great we are. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Right, whatever.
Right. So, yeah, check out the website, fblradio.com.
I got the phone number. I had it already. There it is. 202-470-1660. Yummy!
What's the Skype username?
FBL Radio. Gizmo doesn't use your name, FBL Radio.
What's the Gizmo username?
FBL Radio, fucker.
What's the Skype username?
That's info you seek.
What is the email address?
Radio@FBLRadio.com.
What is my email address?
Mm-hmm. It's something to think about.
What's your email address?
Something to think about.
Huh? Perhaps Yoda@FBLRadio.com? Would you like it?
Jedi Master.
Would you like an email address, Yoda?
Jedi Master@FBLRadio.com. Yeah. Hmm.
Do you like the Dire Straits, Yoda?
Something to think about. I watch my MTV. Yes.
You want your money for nothing, your chicks for free?
Wow, we're still taping?
What?
Yeah.
Thanks
for, like, writing all over the only piece of software I got for that, man. That was all mine, right. That wasn't his.
It's got a GUI on it now.
It's got a GUI.
There's a graphics.
All right, let's end the show, man. That ain't nothing. That's the way you
do it. Clear my private data now.
Check out the website, you bitches.
Dude, tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your homies.
All right, I'm gonna play it now.
Yeah, this goes out to Metatron.
Sign off here. Do your sign off, man. That's good enough.
Watching you Cause you got a pretty car. I think I wanna drive it. Buy and plan, baby. I said I drive a little dangerous. I take you to the crib, rip you up. Time to love, look out. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I wanna know ya. Oh, jump a little. I think we need to come up again. All right. We'll turn that.